This is John Carbone, and this is the second CD in the mindfulness-based stress reduction course. And on this track, we are going to be practicing a guided sitting meditation. And the same instructions apply in terms of trying to find a comfortable and quiet place where you can spend the next 30 or 40 minutes free from interruption or other distractions. And take a seat that's comfortable for you, or at least reasonably so for this time period. For some people, they find that sitting cross-legged on a cushion on the floor is comfortable, and other people might find that using a bench or chair works better for them. And it really makes no difference whatsoever, none at all. What is helpful in the sitting meditation is that the back is straight, which helps to foster alertness and to keep oneself awake, and that the rest of the body is relaxed. The shoulders can hang limp and loose. The proper sitting posture is sometimes described as one that is relaxed yet dignified. So whatever that means to you, find that position now and settle into it. And once you have done so, bring the attention to the breath. Noticing where it is in the body that you most easily notice the breath. This may be in the abdomen or chest, or at the tip of the nose, wherever it is for you, rest your attention there. And let it remain there, moment by moment. Following the breath as it moves in and out. Keeping the attention on the breath as best we're able. When the attention wanders into thoughts or other body sensations, that's not a problem. Just noticing that the attention has wandered, and gently bringing the attention back to the breath. And again, maintaining attention on the breath, moment by moment. Really noticing the sensations of breathing. Noticing perhaps that the sensation changes subtly from one moment to the next. And pouring the attention onto the breath. Flowing with the breath moment by moment. And broadening the attention now to include the breath wherever it might be felt in the body. In the nose and chest and abdomen, and perhaps throughout the body. Broadening the awareness now to notice anywhere in the body that the activity of breathing can be felt. And breathing with the entire body. And broadening the focus still further. To include any sensations present in the body. Both sensations associated with breathing and other body sensations as well. sensations of the legs and feet of the buttocks and hips, of the trunk, the arms and hands, and sensations in the face and head, broadening the attention now to include any and all body sensations. And exploring what it is to feel in the body. And it may be that there are body sensations that present a challenge at this time. Sensations that are uncomfortable. And should that occur, you have some choices. You always have choices. If the discomfort can be alleviated by moving and changing the posture, you are certainly free to do so. And if you choose to do so, notice how the sensations change if and when you move the body in some way. Mindfully, another option is not to move, if you have a itch or some other discomfort that is not going to be made worse by sitting with it for a moment. Another option would be to stay with it. Really investigate it. Zoom into its strongest point, or zoom out to observe how broadly it spreads. Can see if it is changing, in character, location, intensity, it might be possible to see if one sensation triggers a reaction around it, perhaps some tightness or tension, and if that's the case, notice that. In addition to physical discomfort, emotional discomfort is sometimes quite challenging. And again, we have a choice. We have many choices, in fact. One choice would be to return the attention to the breath, breath by breath, and another option would be to explore the emotion as it expresses itself in the body, if there's anxiety, really investigating the anxiety, finding out where in the body it's located, what it feels like, what its intensity is, and how it's changing. Perhaps spreading or contracting, likewise with agitation or irritation or sadness, anger. And likewise also with pleasant physical body sensations or emotional body sensations. Really opening up and feeling what it's like to have joy in the body, or humor, or curiosity, for this brief time period. Opening up and exploring what is present for you in this moment. And now broadening the attention still further to include not only the breath and sensations associated with the breathing process, any and all body sensations, physical and emotional, and now also any sounds which might be present, whatever sounds, might be present in this moment. Investigating what it is to hear, and it's not important to search out any particular sounds, just being aware of any sound, and perhaps the silence between sounds, exploring what it is to be able to hear to experience fully this sense still further to include the thinking process and notice the thoughts, the way you've been noticing the sounds. Observing as they arise and pass, and noticing any spaces between. again for this time period. We're not as concerned with the content of the thoughts. Instead, simply observing the thought as thought. And if a thought arises, really investigating what it is to think. And it may be that the mind is calm at this moment, and that's perfectly fine. Notice what it's like when the mind is calm. It might also be that the mind is quite full. There may be a lot of thought, visual thought or auditory thought, or both at the same time. There may be thoughts that are neutral or thoughts that carry a strong emotional charge. That's fine too. To the best of your ability, exploring what it is. To be mindful of thoughts as thoughts. As feelings in the body. As feelings in the body. Sounds as sounds. And the breath as breath. opening up and dropping any particular focus whatsoever. Becoming aware of whatever is present. Either broad or narrow. Pleasant or unpleasant. Allowing any and all aspects of experience to arise. And pass as they will. And resting in the ground of your being, opening to each new moment, and as we bring this period of formal practice to an end, begin our informal practice. Acknowledging that we have spent this time nurturing ourselves, with our presence, our attention, and with our acceptance. And as we transition into informal practice, perhaps making the intention now to carry the fruits of this practice, this attention and non-judgmental awareness as best we're able into each moment, each activity of the day.